Ford Motor Company is out to win the hearts and minds of British professional women ages 28 to 35. In the latest bid for brand loyalty, the company's British division made a deal with British novelist Carol Matthews to feature the Ford Fiesta in upcoming novels and short stories. No word so far on what the agreement is worth. New York Times Detroit Bureau Chief Danny Hakem covered the story in today's New York Times, and he joins us now.
Hi, how you doing?
So what does this agreement involve exactly? Can you explain it?
Well, Carol Matthews is mentioning the Ford Fiesta, which is a small sporty car that sells in Europe. She's going to mention it, and she's mentioned it in her current novel, and she's going to mention it in her next novel, and she's also writing short stories every month for Ford's British website. And basically, the heroines in these stories drive the Fiesta.
And what kind of stories does she write? What kind of books are these?
Well, it's a genre known as chick lit. That's the term she uses to describe it. And, you know, if you read her work, it's definitely reminiscent of Helen Fielding, who wrote Bridget Jones's Diary. It's definitely in that vein. It's sort of cheeky romance writing that doesn't feel embarrassing to read. And, you know, her writing has references to Dorothy Parker and things that aren't the stuff of classic harlequins.
Now, you've read at least one of her short stories.
Yes.
How does she manage to get Ford Fiesta into the plot?
Well, you know, the plot of the current short story that's on the Ford site is a saleswoman is at some kind of corporate team-building exercise, and, you know, it's just a drag race against a hunk. And before she races, she starts to wonder if her Fiesta, which happens to have a 6-CD changer, I think she works in, she wonders if driving her Fiesta has prepared her for drag racing. And apparently it did, because she beat the hunk, and then things sort of took off from there.
So these are going to be women who like to talk about their cars, I guess.
Well, not necessarily, but she does personalize her cars. I mean, very often in her writing, the cars have names. So she does, and there's a car on the cover of her current book. It's actually not a Fiesta, but cars do play a role in her work.
Oh, so she has a little bit of a history in her writing of using cars, then.
Yeah.
So this is a natural kind of...
Yeah, and she tells me she's always driven Fords, which are a pretty popular brand in Britain. In fact, a lot of the top executives of Ford are British, including the number two at the company, Nick Shala.
Of course, this isn't the first case of product placement in a book either.
No. I guess the most widely publicized case was when Bulgari, the Italian jeweler, commissioned Faye Weldon, who's another British novelist, to write a book that extensively plugged Bulgari, and it was called The Bulgari Connection. And I think that contract actually, you know, sort of required a certain number of mentions of Bulgari throughout the book. But my understanding from Ms. Matthews is that her contract is not structured in the same way.
And do you think we're likely to be seeing more of this kind of advertising in the future?
Well, I think so. Quicksilver also has sponsored a series of surfing books for girls to promote its Roxy clothing line. One of the books is called Peer Pressure, P-I-E-R. I think we're seeing more and more of this stuff, yes.
Thanks so much for being with us, Danny.
Well, thank you very much.
Danny Hakem is the New York Times Detroit Bureau Chief. We reached him at his office in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where he's staying comfortable in a blue button-down by Ralph Lauren, worn with the sleeves rolled up. He spoke with us on his beige AT&T handheld telephone. That's what you might hear on NPR if we included product placement in our reporting. 3 years ago, NPR commentator Jeff Hoyt wondered how baseball announcers would sound if they plugged products during play-by-play. The piece aired on April 19th, 2001.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Bob Noxious, along with Charlie Budinski, and welcome to Texas Rangers Baseball.
Let's play ball, Bob.
Seattle's Ichiro Suzuki will lead off for the Mariners as he steps into the Bisquick batter's box.
Your batter's always better with Bisquick, Bob.
And here's the first pitch from Ryan Glenn for ball one.
And that first ball of the game is brought to you by Walmart, who reminds you that our prices are always low and inside, Bob.
Glenn grabs a pinch out of the big league chew rosin bag, toes the Goodyear Tire Center pitching rubber, And here's the 0-1 pitch to Suzuki, fouled off into the upper deck.
What about your upper deck? Protected with deck sealant from True Value Hardware, Bob.
Suzuki steps back in. Glenn looks in for his Century 21 real estate sign, tugs at the front of his pants.
Brought to you by Cruex for instant relief from summer heat rash, Bob.
Glenn goes into his ever-ready...
Commentator Jeff Hoyt for NPR. I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.